been listening to the Ticket Top 10.
We also have joining us right now on the phone lines.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, America.
Oh, that's Corby.
Corby, I thought you guys drove together.
All right.
You and Reiner.
No.
Hello?
Reiner doesn't allow me in his car or his home.
Do you guys have them potted up on different sides? Because that usually helps equalize the whole thing.
Can you hear me okay?
We hear you, Corby.
Are you there, Reiner?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are we all together? Okay. Let's get rolling. Today is September 23rd. On this day in 1995, somebody became the first player in NCAA history with 12 consecutive 100-yard receiving games. Who was that player?
What year?
1995. I'll give you a hint if needed. The first player in NCAA history.
Randy Moss.
With 12 straight 100-yard receiving games. No, Bob.
Interesting.
You'll get it if I tell you.
Oh, Keyshawn.
USC beat Arizona State 31-0. Keyshawn Johnson caught 13 balls for 171 yards.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Remember, he went to USC. Who else went to USC?
The Hardline has to follow up last week's triumphant Keyshawn show with another one today.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
And I got another guy that I want you to hate for me.
Marcus Allen.
He's a spare.
I hate him.
Carson Palmer.
Dig that up, Psycho. I got to hear that.
On this day in 1996, Yvonne Pudge Rodriguez broke Johnny Bench's record for most at-bats in one season for a catcher.
Most consecutive All-Star games from a non-gay catcher.
That season, Pudge had 1,700 at-bats. It was an incredible year for him.
Going to the Hall of Fame as a Florida Marlin.
On this day in 1984, George Sparky Anderson became the first manager ever to win 100 games in the season with two different teams as the Tigers beat the Yankees 4-1.
He managed the Tigers and the Tigers, right?
You've had seven divisional wins, five pennants, and three world championships.
The Reds and the Tigers.
You're going to be very close to 2,000 wins by the end of the season if you don't already have it. Now, people are speculating that you could possibly be the greatest manager of all time. What is your response
to that? People are speculating about that.
What is your response to the speculation?
What a great, great, great gold interview. Let's do that tomorrow. Let's do a segment on that.
Can I hear Corby's impression of that interview?
No, I don't have the energy to do that today.
Is Reiner still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
It seems that Corby's cell phone is overpowering yours. But
I had to jump off and talk to Elon. That's why I disappeared for a second.
Mm. Are you here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Elon?
Son of a bitch.
I wish I knew how to use call waiting on my phone.
Yeah, you hear that sound in the background? That's the sound of drag racing, man. Hey, Ryan, where do I park?
I didn't
park. Well, I don't know. Where are you?
Wherever you want. You're the Cobra.
Well, yeah, we're the Cobra.
You're Snake L. Davidson.
I just did a U-turn, and I'm pulling up to the O'Reilly Texas Motorplex Buzz GMC post sign.
Well, then wait for the green and floor it.
I'm not on the
get it racing joke. Oh.
All right. Well, you need to come down to the VIP credentials area.
Ooh.
Hello, VIP.
Yeah.
Now, will there be a limo waiting for me?
Yeah, we're going to be able to get backstage, man.
I had met, what's the famous drag?
Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
Don Garlitz. I hadn't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, you can meet Big Daddy Don Garlitz and John Force.
My last dead
maybe Don the Snake Prudhomme.
Yeah. The meeting of the snakes.
Y'all want to hear me big time my way in here?
All right. Yes.
Okay, well, here we go. I'm pulling up to the place.
He won't be here today.
Hey, I'm here for the VIP. I'm with the Ticket radio station. I'm the Snake.
No, we're doing fine today. Doesn't suck.
No, I don't have a ticket, but I was told to come here.
You're listening to live coverage of the Hardline, showing people just who they are on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I was told to pull up here. I guess we're doing our show from here, the hard line.
Say I'm a VIP.
I'm Snake L. Davis.
I'm the Snake.
Yeah, I'm with the media.
I'm the Snake.
The Ticket radio station.
Say I'm the Snake. Say I'm the Snake.
Tell him you're the Snake.
Do you have like a Snake ID or pass or anything?
Say I'm the Cobra.
And then hiss.
Spell it. C-O-B-R-A.
Okay, what do I
spell Cobra.
Tell them that when they ask that question, where's the Cobra, they're talking about you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Say E-News. E-News.
Failed.
Community,
E-News.
Community quick hits.
I'm the overcusser.
I know the overcusser.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh.
Dump it.
Oh, there's Reiner. Hey, Mike.
Tell him you're the Snake. So how's the broadcast site going there, Gribble?
Hey, Mike, I'm the Snake.
Good times.
Listen.
Hi, Elon.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
Good.
All right, else we're in,
thank you.
Or should we start birthdays? What are we doing here?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready now.
You can start birthdays.
All right.
So no El Martillo?
No, not today. He's out.
Oh, the Hammer's not on the show today?
Okay. No, he's gone today.
Is he with Craig?
I've got a quick hit.
So Keyshawn's on the show and the Hammer's not.
Wow.
Interesting.
It's big news.
And here's Tom.
I do have a quick hit.
Go ahead.
You love to whip me with South African news? Well, I just happen to have a hot little news story in my hands right now that Dan may be interested in. The U.S. Census Bureau has just released the news that the poorest
are you talking
city,
still? Or
the poorest city in the country is none other than Dan's hometown, Cleveland, Ohio.
The what city?
Poorest.
Poorest?
The poorest city
like
in the U.S. of A.
Income-wise?
Is Cleveland.
Monetarily?
31% is at the poverty rate or lower in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's too bad.
They have a nice unemployment rate of 12.2% compared to the national average of 5%.
Boy,
way to go,
Clinton
Dan.
Was in the White House, that place was booming.
Way to go.
George Bush has done nothing to help Cleveland.
And yet, oddly, he's ahead in Ohio.
Is he?
Thank you.
They've laid off hundreds of police officers.
It's a big battleground state.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ohio's a big battleground
state. If Kerry can't win Ohio,
how's he doing?
He might as well just put a bullet in his brain pan.
You think he'll win Florida?
I don't know.
So Cleveland is a bad city, and that's why everybody leaves there. That's your big news here, Tom.
You've left all your Ohio brethren behind.
Upset by this news?
You've just left them behind.
You think I'm upset? I'm disappointed.
Hey,
how's Dallas doing? How's Grapevine?
They should be upset with you.
That's where I live, baby.
Sometimes you have to move to where the jobs are.
You abandoned your hometown.
That's why Dan got out of there.
You're right, I left it.
Could have been 13%.
It's a hole. It stinks. You know who lives there? The big dog.
And he's unemployed,
and
too.
NFL coaches, so.
And Kellen Winslow.
That's right. He won't live there in the offseason.
Why do we hear so much about it from you then, if it's so great?
I don't bring it up.
Every time you talk about
it. It's you idiots.
Man.
It's you idiots that somebody have a birthday from there, then we got to talk about a headdress and a war chant and all this crap.
Well,
everybody else around here skates. How about when Norm brings up anything, we talk about Buffalo. Norm is from Buffalo. Do we all know that? He's not from here? How about when Dale talks, we can talk about Nebraska.
He's
I'm not
Iowa.
Doing that. They don't have to hear about it every second of the day like I do.
Then why'd you put this in the Enco?
I didn't.
Right.
Norm and Dale aren't here now anyway.
What's all the noise that we're hearing?
Audio chaos.
This is chaos. Is this what your show is going to sound like today?
Sounds like... He's coming to us from turn 4.
Right.
Sounds like he's in the back seat of Jeff Gordon's car.
Sounds like it's Eli Gold.
Oh, listen to that, man. Listen to that.
That is the roaring, rolling
listen
thunder.
Listen to that, boy.
Bring those in, baby. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's been hit.
going well.
This might be the worst segment we've ever done.
Reiner's laughing as Corby's body is being pummeled down the drag strip.
All right, I'm going to roll into birthdays, and let's just see how this goes. Donald Audette is 35.
There's a hitch.
Former star great.
Julio Iglesias is 61.
Hola.
Tunch Ilkin is 47.
There's a guy in the Steelers booth, right?
I believe he is one of those seven guys trying to corral Myron. Jeez. Tony Mandarich.
He's
38. Tony Mandarich. Here's Bob.
Yeah. Tony Mandarich.
You know,
who did they skip over to draft him?
Troy Aikman. Or no, Aikman was gone.
Now
they skipped over.
Let's all stop and remember how great he was going to be.
They skipped over Barry Sanders, Deion Sanders, Derek Thomas, and I think one more in that top six.
What did they ever do?
So Troy was the number one pick. Mandarich was number two.
Troy was one. Mandarich was two. Barry Sanders was three.
I mean, Barry Sanders, though, how great was he really? He's not the all-time leading rusher, you know.
It just didn't work out, right?
Yeah, but he was a good white guy, you know, Tony Mandarich.
Derek Thomas just quit on his team.
Now, if you get Aikman, though, at number one, then you never trade for Brett Favre.
No.
And do you ever win a Super Bowl in Green Bay?
Does Brett Favre ever get addicted to Vicodin under those?
Good question.
Would Troy and Dorsey Levins and Robert Brooks have been able to combine for a Super Bowl?
If Favre wasn't ever exposed to that party atmosphere up in Green Bay.
Right. 24-hour-a-day lifestyle.
Marty Schottenheimer is 61.
Yeah, Troy never had to try and pick up girls wearing Hunter's orange or anything.
And a deer blind.
Jason Alexander is 45.
Marty Schottenheimer. Is anybody going to join
Are you working for this station? Yeah. You know your place, line four guy. Your place is not to bring up stuff everyone else misses.
Hey, Dave, may I request a 3-4?
3-4. There.
And Marty took over for Coach Sam. Season.
Stabbed Sam in the back.
3-4.
He kind of did.
There's a gleam, man.
It came back. It came back to haunt him when John Elway ripped out his bones and spit him out. Made him dog meat.
Spit him right on his face.
Hey, Marty wasn't bad for the Redskins either. That Danny Snyder. He had that.
Now, what does he rank in the lexicon of great Browns coaches?
There's do what?
And the greatest of all time.
What was your question?
Where does he rank in the greatest in the lexicon of Browns coaches?
Well, he's no Bill Belichick.
Well, certainly number one would have to be Paul Brown, right?
I don't know. Blanton Collier might have something to say about that. They won an NFL title with him.
Take it easy.
Slow down there, partner.
What do you mean, take it easy? Did they or not?
All right. Barry Switzer won an NFL title as well.
Isn't he the greatest Cowboys coach?
Well, the hard line is actually turned to 180 on the Barry Switzer stance over the years.
I thought we might have turned back since he's not on the show anymore. Here's the hard line for more on that.
Wow. Point Dan.
Elsewhere, Jason Alexander is 45.
Greatness.
Is he?
Yeah.
What would he be without Seinfeld?
Where's his staying power? Where's his hit after
where
Seinfeld?
Where would Mark Hamill be without Star Wars? But the fact is...
I mean, Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry made him great.
No, George Costanza was great.
All he did is imitate Larry David's life.
The problem is 56-7. Good point.
Yeah.
Point Dan.
You backed me down.
That's the only reason they brought him on board for that. Larry David was looking for somebody who could imitate him. He found him.
And he just did a Woody Allen impression the first 10 episodes of the series.
So he's kind of like a monkey.
Mickey Rooney is 84.
You tell him what to do and he does it.
Dun, dun, dun,
do
dun.
Monkeys just do whatever you tell them?
Here, bang on these cymbals.
Neil Smith is 57, Reiner.
Who?
Neil Smith.
Neil Smith?
He would hit an imaginary bat into the... after a sack, he would get up and hit it off.
Well, you're referencing the Alice Cooper member, right?
That is correct. Wow.
Alice Cooper name.
Thought I had you.
Yeah.
He is a member of Alice Cooper. They list him as drummer.
We're on the air right now.
What the hell is going on?
What chaos.
What is going on?
Is 55. Bruce Springsteen.
They're trying to
55.
Raise the hard line out of Ennis.
Worst segment of all time.
And now here's some spare birthdays. Is that Danny that just said that?
The worst of all time?
Yeah.
I thought I heard Danny last week on the air.
Whoa.
What about it?
At least that was funny.
How did it smell over in the Ennis?
Was it? Who is that? As we promo more commercials.
Jeff Cirillo is 35.
Howard, where is he these days?
Jeff Cirillo.
San Diego?
San Diego?
Maybe.
Rockies?
Tony Fossus, 47.
Who?
Tony Fossus. The mechanic.
Oh. Ex-Cleveland Indian catcher?
No.
It's Ray Fossey.
I just threw out two consecutive Brewers and got nothing. Pete Harnish is 38.
Pitcher?
With a tobacco problem.
We're on such a hookup, Bob, that people miss.
He's going to be one of those guys who winds up with no lip one of these days.
Let's see if
a glass eye.
Let's see what this one does. Larry Krystowiak is 40.
A crystal ball.
The big spare buck.
Now, this is certainly cause for the donning of the antlers tonight, is it not?
Yes, he's a member of the Del Harris, Don Nelson. How many 7-foot white guys can we get on the team at the same time?
Maybe douse yourself in deer urine?
You never know.
Good times.
And finally, Eric Montross is 33.
Tar Heel.
Form ever great.
Back to you, Dan.
Speaking of white. Born on this day, now dead, Ray Charles.
Blind.
Dead on this day, still dead. Mike Webster.
Wisconsin in.
Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Well, what about Steeler Dan? Where does he fall on Mike Webster?
Yeah, Steeler Dan.
And Chief Dan George, who's not only named Dan, but is an Indian as well. So.
Like, would you dedicate some Ace of Base to Mike Webster today?
Probably. I don't know. Tyler, let's let Danny take over and make this thing funny.
Suck.